Lawrence. We pray that you are always with us. We thank you. We pray to you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We have undoubtedly asked before what God's plan is for our lives.
How are you and God? 我们都曾询问天父上帝，他对我们生命的安排是怎样的。
Like an eager child, we pray and we wait. Sometimes patiently, sometimes not. For God the Father to speak and to direct us.
就像一个满有期待的孩子，我们祷告时，我们会有耐心，迫不及待地等待着。
Sometimes we don't hear anything.
然而，出于某些原因，有时我们什么也听不见。
In that moment, we may feel God has forgotten about us or does not care for us.
处在那个光景，我们可能会觉得上帝已经忘记了我们，或者对我们毫无关心。
We see in the Old Testament that God speaks to some of his people directly.
在旧约圣经中，上帝便在他某些子民面前真实的显现出来。From
Adam and Eve to Abraham to Moses.
从亚当到夏娃，从亚当到摩西。
So perhaps it isn't that God forgot us or does not care for us.
这应该并不是上帝忘记了或者不关心我们。
As we move into the New Testament, God spoke to us through His Son Jesus.
圣经新约成为指点，上帝借着他的爱子耶稣与我们交流。So
perhaps the question isn't so much that is whether God is speaking to us or not, but rather are we patiently waiting and listening.
这样看来，这个问题不是上帝是否在对我们说话。
So do we know his voice when he speaks?
当他在说话的时候，我们能分辨出他的声音吗？
Today we will take a look through 1 Samuel chapter 3 verses 1-21, so the whole chapter 3, into how we can better hear and what it means to heed God's voice and be a part of his plan.
今天将通过撒母耳记上3章的1到21节，学习我们如何更好的倾听、听从上帝的声音，并成为他计划中应允的意义。Brothers
and sisters, do we know our shepherd's voice?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们能分辨得出谁是我们的牧羊者吗？
I want you to think back to your youth.
让我们回溯到过去。
And most of us would probably recall our parents calling for us to do something immediately, only for us to conveniently ignore, forget, or rather perhaps just do it partially.
我们肯定能够回忆到，当我们父母叫我们立即做某些事的时候，我们出于自己忽略、忘记或者只做一部分。
I hear what I want to hear, and I filter out the rest.
我选择我想听的，过滤掉其他的。And
for me, whether it was homework or housework, it was always later.
对于我来说，不管是家庭作业还是家务劳作，都意味着拖延。Perhaps
you have heard your parents say something like, "If I told you once, I've told you 1,000 times."
也许你曾经听过你的父母说过，我要跟你讲多少遍才行呢？
This is being a no.
弟兄姊妹们，这些是否能勾起你们的回忆？
Our parents probably did tell us many times, only for us to them out.
我们的父母可能跟我们说过一件事好多次，只是我们关掉了我们自己的接收器。
So brothers and sisters, let me ask you, how do you know God's voice when He calls?
让我们来问问，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当父神在说话的时候，我们如何知道那是上帝的声音？
So before we dive deeper, let's take a look at a short YouTube clip I prepared. It's one that I've shown before, and I just want to make another point of it. So,
在我们更深入学习之前，让我们看一段YouTube 上的视频。这段视频我以前已经展示过，我今天想用它来说明的一个问题。 耶和华的言语稀少，不常有用时，所以听见。
So this was a time of a limited prophetic activity. So remember, for a time at least, Samuel was laboring but not hearing God's voice.
这样看来，撒母耳已有过读上帝声音走动的时候。
And as we move to verses 2 and 5, we see Jesus went out of being.
当从撒母耳记上第三章的二到五节，我们看见的变化不是吗？
Eli was in bed and also was Samuel.
以利睡卧在自己的地方，撒母耳睡在殿中。
It was very early in the morning for the lamp of the Lord was to burn all night long, and it has not gone out yet.
神的灯在神耶和华殿内约柜那还没有熄灭。
And it must have been frightening to hear a voice, you know, that's in the still of the night,
come to me.
So hearing voices when you're sleeping can be quite scary. And for Samuel, I think he was quite brave, even as he got up.
所以再来看看萨摩尔，我认为他是很勇敢的，他甚至起来了。
He goes to Eli and says, "What? Here I am, Lord, you call."
然后他跑到以利那里，说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”
And Eli looks at him and says, "I did not call. Why am I down?"
但是以利抬头看看他，说：“我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”
So Samuel was probably confused, you know, before he went and laid back down.
在撒母耳回去睡觉的路上，他可能很困惑。
And once again, verses 6 to 7, the Lord calls Samuel once again, and he ran to Eli once more.
在第六节到第七节中，上帝又一次呼唤着撒母耳，撒母耳又跑到以利身边。
And Eli said again, "Go lay back."
以利继续回复道：“你去睡吧。”
For the third time, verses 8 to 9, the Lord called. Samuel mentioned Eli again, and suddenly the old man discerned that must be calling.
然后在第八到第九节中，上帝第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳又一次跑到以利身边。突然，以利才明白，那是耶和华在呼唤撒母耳。
At this point, are you wondering why Eli and Samuel didn't recognize the Lord's voice earlier?
你是否想知道为什么以利和撒母耳没有早点出主的声音？
So in verse 7, we found out that Samuel might have been serving the Lord up until this point, but he had not yet personally encountered the Lord.
在第七节中，我们发现那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华。
So perhaps it's not a big surprise that a young boy didn't recognize God's voice when it first came.
因此并不吃惊，从此撒母耳在第一次听见主声的时候没有认出他来。So
he knows of the Lord, but he doesn't know him.
撒母耳知道父，能够认识他。So
Eli finally realizes and told Samuel what he should do.
以利最终认出了主在呼唤撒母耳，并告诉撒母耳该做什么。
So the Lord calls Samuel the fourth time in verse 10.
在第十节中，上帝第四次呼唤撒母耳。Now
this time Samuel did as instructed, saying, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
这一次，撒母耳依着以利的叫说：“请说，仆人静听。”
After what he heard, made Samuel very afraid.
然而，上帝的话语令撒母耳很害怕。
So the message consisted of an announcement that the promised removal of Eli's family from the priesthood was about to occur.
上帝说到他承诺的将努力后代从祭祀的职分上除名的这件事情将要发生。
And it was an announcement so incredible that it would cause, as verse 11 says, the ears of the people to tingle.
这是一个令人难以置信的消息。正如第十一节说到，脚听见的人都必耳鸣。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Eli's sons were wicked, and though Eli knew it, did not restrain them.
因为以利的两个儿子作恶，即使你知道他没有禁止他的儿子。
So the sons didn't know the Lord either, and they defiled his sacrifices and got in the way of Israelites who were trying to come to the Lord.
他的儿子们不认识耶和华，并且他们玷污了耶和华的祭品，更妨碍了试图来到神面前的以色列人。
They were all guilty.And God was about to bring judgment.
自招受辱必将惩罚。
However, though the message was given right then to Eli through Samuel, Eli himself lived for a short time thereafter, and the priesthood continued on in his family for three more generations.
即使这样，撒母耳将耶和华的话语一五一十地告诉了以利。以利之后也只活了很短的时间，但是祭司的职分还是在以利的后代中又延续了三代。
Now that Samuel had heard this, I sense at this point a little bit of shock and at what he had heard. He can't help but wish he had never heard what the Lord had just told
him. 我能感觉到撒母耳听见了上帝的话，在那个时候他有点吃惊。有些害怕，但是他无能为力。他更可能希望他没有听见神的话就好了。
He went back to sleep until morning, and then started opening the doors of the tabernacle, getting things ready for the day. When Eli came in,
撒母耳回去继续睡觉到天明。之后，他打开了圣殿门，做好准备，以利便进来。
So verse 15 ends in the statement, saying, But Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli.
第十五节中，以撒母耳不敢将末事告诉以利，这个明显的声明作为结束。
So Samuel had discovered, but some of us know well, that knowing what God wants you to do is not the same as doing it.
撒母耳在此所表现的，正如我们所知道，听见和跟从是两码事。
So this means that knowing, hearing, and doing are very different.
换句话说，知道、听见和做是三个不同的动作。
So we've all had sweaty hands and fluttering hearts, when it comes time to share the gospel with someone, yes?
在与人分享福音的时候，我们都有过手心出汗和心跳加速的经历，不是吗？
So what we do at that moment determines our obedience.
我们在那一刻所作所为决定了我们的顺服。
I remember my first time having to share the gospel.
我记得我第一次传福音的经历。
So I compared to sitting in a roller coaster.You're in the cart already, and you're unable to back out.
这个经历可以等同于坐过山车，你坐上去了，便无法退缩了。
It brought out so much fury.
第一次传福音让我感到非常害怕。
This is a true story, and it's a story that my friends still make fun of me about.
这是一个真实的故事，即使到现在知道这个故事的弟兄姊妹们也还拿这件事离我过去。
So in 2006, it was my first time going on a short-term mission trip, to the First Nations people of Canada.
在2006年，我经历了我第一次加拿大原住民的短期宣教旅行。
So we traveled to Vancouver Island, on the west coast of Canada, to stay with them.
我们前往西海来问候报道，他们住在一起。
So we were invited by the chief, and there have been other mission teams visiting them before, but for some reason many of them were quite resistant to us being there.
尽管我们是被他们的首领所邀请的，而且之前也有其他的军队来过这里，但是很多人还是对我们的到来很抵触。
Some of them were quite harsh to us and wanted to fight us.
甚至有些人对我们非常激进，想与我们争斗。
They got quite aggressive.
这些人很具有侵略性。
So I was thinking, how do we get to know them if they don't want us there?
我思索着我们怎么能和他们接触，当他们如此抵触我们的到来。
So the next day, our team leader announced that we're going to go door to door, knock on doors, to share the gospel.
第二天，我们的领队通知我们去敲每户门去分享福音。
So this brought out so much fear in me that I made up a reason, an excuse, to fake an injury so that I don't have to go.
我是如此的害怕，以便想出了一个理由，我试图假装受伤，这样我就不需要去敲门分享了。
So on top of that, I was teamed with a girl who was even quieter than I.
So we're going to be
a disaster, I was thinking.
我想这次的传福音毕竟是个灾难。
At the urging of a few teammates, I stepped out, still with a lot of fear.
在几个队友的催促下，我还是带着一丝恐惧走了出来去传福音。
However, it turns out that door after door, people were very willing to engage in conversation and listen to us.
出乎意料的，那里的人们很乐意听福音，并且很容易与我们进行交谈。
A few, not all, accepted Christ.
虽然不是所有人，一小部分的人还是接受了耶稣基督。
My worry was for nothing, but the joy afterwards was overwhelming.
我感到自己要提心吊胆，平安与喜乐早已赐我心。
Now what if I had stayed in the light?
现在回头想想，假如我当时没有加入传福音，会怎样？
I'm so fearful that trying to get out by faking an injury.
我当时如此的担心受怕，甚至想假装受伤来逃避传福音。
It's a bit embarrassing, but
mostly
funny to tell now. I know now that I may not feel able like God is.
我现在知道上帝是大能的。
My strength comes not from myself, but from the Lord.
我的力量不是来自我自己，而是来自天父。
So Samuel thankfully had an ally in Eli, who pushed him to save him.
圣萨摩尔幸好有以利这个祭司的带领，推动着他说出了一切。
So in verse 17, it says, "Please do not hide it from me. May God do so to you, and more also. If you hid anything from me, of all the words that you spoke."
以利在十七节中说道，耶和华对你说什么，你不要向我隐瞒。你若将神对你所说的隐瞒一句，愿他重重的降罚你。
So remember again that the word of the Lord had been rare in those days, as mentioned in verse 1.
再次重复一遍，在第一节中说到，当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有过失。
Now the Lord has found a man to whom he could entrust him.
现在上帝找到了一个值得托付的人。
Now the sign that Samuel was a spokesman for God was the fact that in verse 19 it says, "Let none of his words fall to the ground." That is, everything that he prophesied came to pass.
撒母耳 和上帝圣灵者的标记在第十九节中被体现出来，使他的说话一句都不漏功，也就是说他所预言的都成了现实。
So verse 19 mentions Dan and Beersheba, the northernmost and the southernmost town in Israel. They both had recognized that Samuel was a prophet of the Lord.
第十九节怎么说，从大别十八所的以色列人，这是以色列最北和最南的两个城，都知道耶和华必撒为先知。
Because that's clear an indication that a man was called to be a prophet, and the fact that his words and verily was fulfilled.
这表明先知只是上帝而立，而不是依靠个人的成功的猜测。
When it was understood that Samuel's credentials as a prophet was established, a new era was to begin.
当人们了解到撒母耳作为先知的资格已经确立时，一个新的时代就要开始了。
So revelation through priests and Ethan was passing away, and revelation through prophets was beginning.
通过祭司和以弗德的启示正在消失，而通过先知的启示正在兴起。
I have to believe that Eli's coaxing was as much a gift from God as the message itself had been.
我相信以利对撒母耳不要隐瞒的劝诫，以及上帝给撒母耳的信息，都是来自神的礼物。
What do you think?
你怎么认为呢？
Samuel had a choice to make.
撒母耳可以有选择。
Obey the Lord or obey his spirit.
他可以选择是顺服神还是顺服他的恐惧。
Chose to obey the Lord. So Samuel told him everything.
通过圣经我们知道撒母耳选择顺服神，所以撒母耳就把一切话都告诉了耶利。
So from verse 18 going forward, we can't say that Samuel had no more problems, right?
从十八节往后，我们不能说撒母耳之后便一帆风顺了。
Undeniably, Samuel later expresses fear to God when the Lord told him to reject Saul and anoint David as the next king.
不可否认的是，当主告诉撒母耳拒绝扫罗，并高立大卫为下一任国王时，他又表现出了害怕扫罗杀他。
Overcome with fear, he pulled back from responsibility until God gave him strength again to fulfill the task.
直到上帝再次给他力量去完成任务时，他才能战胜害怕，重新穿戴上他所该承担的责任。
When we heed the Lord's voice, whether through the pages of Scripture, the voices of saints around us, or in His Spirit, whispering to our spirit, we take another step toward the road of faith.
当我们听从主的声音时，无论是通过经文，通过周围圣徒的声音，还是通过他的圣灵对我们的灵说悄悄话，我们在信仰的道路上也有迈出一步。
Every obedience brings forth more opportunities for obedience.
因为凡有的，还要加给他，叫他有福。
Much of Samuel's life is summarized for us in verses 19 to 21.
撒母耳的生命在十九到二十一节中被总结了。
Samuel was faithful to the Lord. The Lord was also, he was also faithful to Samuel, letting none of his word fall to the ground.
因为撒母耳信靠神，神也愿意托付给他，让他的话一句都不漏空。
What do we do with these verses?
这段经文有何关系呢？
In learning about Samuel's encounter and experience with what steps may we follow to nurture and grow this relationship so that we may better care?
在学习撒母耳的遭遇和经历时，我们可以采取哪些步骤 个牧师对我讲过的话。
It isn't always at every moment something that I wanted to hear, but whether it's over time, it has proven to be right.
这些分享并不总是我想听的。然而，随着时间的推移，它变得就是正确的。
So here are three points that I've learned over the years. So point number one, being quiet yourself and dive into His words.
以下三点是我学习多年总结出来的。第一点，安静自己，沉浸在神的话中。
A pastor once told me, how can you share what you don't have or what you don't believe?
一个牧师曾经告诉我，你怎么能够分享你没有的，或者你不相信的东西呢？
This was a thunderbolt of a rhetorical question.
这个问句如晴天霹雳。
So there are many lessons and takeaways from these verses in 1 Samuel 3.
我们可以通过撒母耳记上的第三章学习和收获到很多。
So we have to begin with the question of, are we listening? Are you listening?
但是我们必须从最关键的问题开始，我们在听吗？
So another way to phrase this is, are you serving the Lord without knowing Him well enough to recognize His voice, even if He were to shout in your ear?
换句话说，你是否在服侍主，而没有充分的认识他，以至于你认不出他的声音，即使他在你耳边叫喊。
Now remember some of my seminary professors tell me this. They pose these questions to students, asking them, "Why do you believe what you believe? Why do you do what you do?"
我记得许多神学院的教授向他们的学生提出这些问题。你为什么相信你所相信的？你为什么做你的工作？
So the thinking was that us students by attending seminary will somehow get closer to God and know Him more. But this was a warning for us that we cannot neglect our personal time with God.
我们认为学生在神学院学习会使我们更接近上帝，了解上帝。然而，这些教授的问题是对我们的警告，不要忽视我们与上帝交流的个人时间。
Remember, Satan knows the Lord's words.
请记住，撒旦你知道神的话。
How well do you know His words?
你对上帝的话有多了解？
Satan knows it so well that he could reverse the Lord's words.
撒旦知道的很是清楚，他甚至可以颠倒错乱主的话语。
A well-known American pastor theologian John Piper said, "A relationship with God happens most fundamentally by the Spirit through the Word. If we don't center on the Bible."Speaking authoritatively and infallibly, then our relationship will become distorted by error and sin.
美国一位知名的牧师或神学家约翰海德说，与神的关系最根本的是借着圣灵以及神的话语。如果我们不以圣经为中心，因为那是神的话语。那是神的权威、公义、无误的表现。那么，与神的关系就会被错误和罪恶所扭曲。
How do you treat the words of the Bible?
我们如何对待上帝的话语呢？
Brothers and sisters, the Lord never left us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主从未离开我们。
We have the Spirit in us.
圣灵住在我们心中。
We have His words in our hands.
我们有圣经在手中。
So in addition to diving into His words, it is important to do so regularly.
想要沉浸在神的话中，我们需要有规律的读圣经做灵修。
So the Lord's words are alive and active. How?
神的话是活的，神的话。
And only through regular and consistent time with the Lord can we better know Him.
只有不规律的持续的与神待在一起，我们才能更好的认识他。
So point number two is prayer.
第二点是祷告。
So you can't know a lot about someone without talking to them personally.
你不可能在不认识某人的情况下对他多了解。
Do you know about God, or are you growing, or are you still growing in your relationship?
你了解上帝吗？ 或者你和上帝的关系正在逐步加深吗？
Do you talk to the Lord regularly through prayer?
你是否经常通过祷告与神交流？
Again, the only way to know someone better is to talk to them.
了解一个人的唯一方法是与他交谈。
The good news is that it is not too late.
好消息是现在还不算太晚。
In Romans 10:17 it says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
在罗马书十章十七节中说道，可见信道是从听到来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
It indicates that hearing God's voice and recognizing His will requires that we are in His words.
这表明想要听到上帝的声音并且认识他的意愿，需要我们常常在他的话语中。
We cannot expect to know God and through God's will without God's word in our lives. Amen.
如果没有神的话，在我们的生活中，我们不能期待自己是知道并能够证明神的旨意的。Amen.
As we develop a relationship with the Lord through prayer, we learn to recognize His voice.
当我们通过祷告发展与主的关系时，我们便学会了识别他的声音。
When you have thought, pray about it to discern whether this is indeed from the Lord.
当你有个想法时，请对他祷告，以辨别这是否真的来自于主。
Now this is to discern whether these are your thoughts and desires, or they are indeed calling from the Lord.
这是为了辨别这是否是你的想法或者意愿，还是确实是来自于主的呼召。
This was for me the most important piece of advice when I first felt the call to ministry back in 2006.
对于我来说，这是我在2006年第一次感受到全职侍奉的招呼时得到的最重要的建议。
When the Lord speaks to you and directs, He will not contradict Himself.
当主确实为你说话并加以引导时，他不会自相矛盾。
The third point is be actively patient.
第三点是积极的耐心。
Now, when I was preparing for the transition from a career in the consulting to full-time ministry, it took a lot longer than I expected.
当我准备从咨询业过渡到全职侍奉的时候，所花的时间比我预期的多得多。
Now, I was praying and asking whether my next step was indeed from the Lord.
我一直在祷告，询问我的下一步是否真的来自于主。
I wanted to run, but the Lord made me walk.
我想尽快全职服侍，但主让我一步一个脚印。
One thing I learned in that process was that my timing is not the Lord's timing.
在这个过程中，我学到一件事，就是我的时间不是主的时间。
What is a lifetime in terms of eternity?
从永恒的角度来看，一生是什么呢？
So I really had to shift my thinking about what a long week was.
我真的不得不改变我关于什么是漫长等待这个想法。
So from the start of my call to ministry in 2006 to now, it's been about 15 years.
从2006年开始。 而我在德国只待了德国的超过一点点的一年半。
And while waiting, I was asked to take a part in local ministry.
在等待期间，有人建议我积极参加当地的事工。
In retrospect, no amount of waiting was wasted.
现在回想起来，在主里没有时间是白费的。
I learned a great deal about the Lord, myself, and my roles.
我对主和对自己以及自己的角色有了很大的认识。
Through the wait, the Lord revealed each time until a little bit more each time until I was ready for the next step.
在等待中，主每次都会透露给我更多的信息，直到我准备好进入全职侍奉。
God knows your heart. He knows your desires.
上帝深知你的心，他知道你的渴望。
Indeed, it is hard to wait, but the wait is not for nothing.
空等确实很难，可在主里的等待并有神的美意。
Brothers and sisters, when you think God is speaking to you, quiet yourself as that is the time to stop and listen carefully, with your Bible in hand, in prayer, and attentive to His words.
因此，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当你认为神在跟你说话时，请静下心来，因为这是一个很好的时间，让我们能够停下匆忙的脚步，借着神的话。借着祷告，仔细的、专心的聆听他的话。
When I first shared my calling to come to Germany with my church, the pastors told me exactly that.
当我第一次与教会分享我来到德国的呼召时，许多牧师就是这样告诉我的。
They didn't say go as soon as you can, but they said to go pray and the Lord will lead you to how you can go.
他们没有说你要尽快去德国，而是说去祷告，主会引导你如何去。
When God speaks to you about your next steps, even if you are afraid, His grace is sufficient for you. It is and perfect for your needs, and He will enable you to obey Him again and again.
而当神对你说，他对你的安排时，即使你害怕，请记住，他的恩典是够的，够你战胜恐惧，为你提供最完美的准备，并且让你一次又一次的顺服他，因为凡有的还要给你，叫你领域。
That's right.
让我们一起祷告。
My Father, we thank you for this. Thank you for this time of worship.Lord, I just pray that as we go out into the world, that everything we do will be glorified to you, and that we will be the light and salt of the world. All our circles, at work, at school, with our friends and family. Thank you for allowing us to be the work in expanding your kingdom. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.我们在天上的父啊，我还是感谢你，也感谢你，让我们今天分享了这样的一个经文。啊，主啊，真的是再次感谢你，让孩子们通过撒母耳这样的一个故事，让我们知道了成为你一部分的这样几个美，成为你计划中一环的美丽的意义。主啊，真的是从也与圣灵我们同在，让我们能够像那群羊一样，知道你的声音，认识你的声音。感谢主。